All right, Shavuot said, good morning. Let's begin. We're picking up on page Kuf Yud Gimel. Hamishna Omeres. So remember again, the Rebbe here quoting, actually says something so beautiful, that speaking to the youth and saying to the youth, know that when people who are older look at you, how jealous they are of you. If only they could reclaim their youth. If only we could go back and go ahead and make different kinds of decisions and do different kinds of things and put our focus in different areas as we had that opportunity in our youth. And amazingly enough, what do the youth say? I have plenty of time to get myself straightened out. When I get older, I'll get it together. So amazingly enough, everyone jealous of the other stage, so to speak, of the other. So Mishnah Omeres. So the Rebbe says, you know, the Mishnah tells us, Halomed yaled lamahu domeh. This is Elisha ben Avuya. That if one learns Torah as a child, to what could it be compared? L'diok suva al niyar chadash, like ink written on brand new parchment. V'alomed zakim, and if one learns when they're older, to what can they be compared? L'diok suva al niyar mochok, to ink written on erased parchment. So Elisha ben Avuya is saying many, many things, but on the most basic level, what he's saying is, when you're young, you're the tabula rasa, right? When you're young, you're the blank slate. And when you're the blank slate, whatever is written on that blank piece of parchment is very much embedded in the parchment. When you're older, it's like learning on erased parchment. What happens with erased parchment? So two things. First of all, whenever you erase parchment, you end up removing a layer of parchment, which means that the ink cannot settle into the parchment in the same way. That's number one. Number two, erased parchment doesn't look as nice as brand new parchment. So Elisha ben Avuya is saying two things. The benefit of youth is that which you learn ultimately sits inside your parchment much better. And number two, there's no erasures. As opposed to as we get older throughout life, we're writing and erasing stuff all of the time. He says, "Kinu b'chol ha'inyonim." Says the Piagetzna, this is true in all areas. He says, "Hein b'limud ha'pashet." This is true with simple learning. "V'hein b'chasidus." It's true with learning of chasidus. "V'tikun ha'nefesh." And the rectification or elevation of the soul. "Ki harbe anoshim." It's actually a very profound paragraph. "Ki harbe anoshim yodim mahi avodu v'tikun ha'nefesh." There are many people in this world who know what avoda they need to get into. Right, what type of work I have to do, and tikkun ha-nefesh, and what I need to do in order to remedy, to be metakin my soul. U'mishtokikin eileha. And ultimately, again, they yearn for it. V'gam kofim es atzmam la'asos. And they force themselves to do it. Now, we'll say, now what the Piagetzna is describing over here are adults. Right, so what happens often in my life, I know what I should be doing. What's my problem? I mean, don't answer this too deeply, right? What's my problem is I don't want to do it. Meaning I know that I would think 9 out of 10 times in life, it's not the pshat that we don't know what we have to do in order to self-actualize and discover our potential. I know exactly what I want to do. I know exactly what I have to do. I don't want to do it. I just don't want to do it for a variety of reasons. Either because I'm tired, because I'm lazy, because it's too much effort, because deep down I'm kind of happy where I am, even though I know I shouldn't be here, whatever it is. But at the end, he says to Piagetzna, I know what I have to do, I don't want to do it. So what do we do often in life? We force ourselves, right? A lot of times in life, we force ourselves to do the things we know we have to do, even though we don't want to do them. So the Piagetzna says something amazing. Umikom makom. So what happens? Ki arbi anashim yodim mahi avod v'tikon nefesh u'mishtokikim eleh v'gam kofim es asman lasos umikom makom mevalim es koshno seim rak bekfiyo behechrech l'achriyech es atzman. And a lot of times, we spend a good part of our lives forcing ourselves to do the things we need to do. I don't want to do it. I know I should do it. And therefore, I force myself to do it. But here is the problem, says the Piagetzna. So we're thinking to ourselves, great, like, yeah, isn't that what spiritually successful life is all about? Knowing what you have to do, not really wanting to do it, but pushing yourself to do it. Says the Piagetzna, here is the problem. V'tamid poschim ashtei ha'seifim. See, I will say, at the end of the day, when I have to force myself to do what is necessary in life, inevitably I backslide. Right? That's just what happens inevitably. So today I'll be good, tomorrow I won't be good. The next 3 days I'll be on, then for 4 days afterwards I'll be off. We're always straddling the fence. Machriach ish kazes atzmo la'avoda, l'rega, u'lachatzi sha'a, o l'sha'a, v'nofel achor l'kemo shahaya. So if I'm in a stage of forcing myself to do things, then at the end of the day I do it for a half hour, an hour, 3 days, but then at some point in time I fall back into my pre-existing behaviors and habits. V'shuv, machriach atzmo, v'shuv nofel, v'shuv machriach. Okay, so again, many of us could very much relate to what the Piaget is describing, because this is the way we live day in and day out, right? I'm sorry? It's a diet, right? It's a spiritual diet. I push myself, I'm successful, I fail, I try again, I get back up, good. Ubazeh, mevaluhu eshnosav. So the Piaget says something amazing. Now remember again, it's important to understand who the target audience of this sefer is, meaning in all fairness, the Piagetna's primary audience is not us. It's not us. It's young Talmidim. So you're going to see why he's writing this, and we'll see how to adapt it to us. See, he's talking to the Talmidim about the adults. He says, so what happens? So the adults push themselves, then they slip back, then they push themselves again. Ubazem avalu eshnosav. Now here's amazing. Says the Piagetna, so many people spend their years living like this. Now, we'll say, now, we're listening to this, and we're saying, yeah, right, this is the entirety of life. I know what I have to do. I don't want to do it. I push myself to do it. I'm successful for some amount of time. Then I regress. Then I push myself forward again, hopefully successful for a longer period of time. Then I regress. Says the Piagetna, there's a tragedy to this type of life. What's the tragedy to this type of life? A person spends his entire lifetime in this back and forth model. Like, remember, we saw this in Chassidus, Rabbi Nachman calls this Ratzov Vishov, moving forward and backwards and forwards, constant movement of life. He says, here's the problem. Very often, all too often, Lo Yiskadem. When people are constantly struggling to go ahead and maintain ground, they don't really advance. Af Psia Achas Lo Yale Lemala Mimatsavo. Sometimes, again, in the midst of this entire struggle, I'm not moving forward. I'm maintaining my ground, but I'm not moving forward. Ki es mivchar kolchosav ve'es meitav shnosav ala psicha ve'ala nafila humotzi. Well, so this is an incredibly profound. Now, don't get depressed, because we're going to see how to apply this to us. What the Piagetna says is that at the end of the day, if you go ahead and you spend your life trying to go ahead and know what you have to do, I don't want to do it, force myself to do it, push myself forward, relapse, fall backwards, then again, push myself forward again, fall backwards, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Very often, says the Piagetna, the net effect of that is what? I've stayed in the same place. I've stayed exactly in the same place. Now, my accomplishment is that I've held my ground. That's my accomplishment. But I haven't advanced. I've stayed at the same place and struggled to stay there. So what's the alternative? So look, remember again, this is why it's important to understand the primary audience. Lo kin atem bachuri chemet. So the Piagetna says, this is not true for you, your precious young men. Im mialduschem taschilu minuarechem bazet tavdu. So the Piagetna says, understand, here is the power of maximizing your youth. Because he says to the Bachrim, right, if you go ahead and you ingrain Torah within yourself, Chasidus within yourself, Ruchnius within yourself, they become part of your persona. And if they become part of your persona, then ultimately, again, you need not spend your life struggling to maintain your ground. Ultimately, again, if it's a part of you, then you have the ability to go much further in life. So what the Piagetna is highlighting, and this is a reality that many of us have to contend with, that sometimes if I didn't maximize my youth, and I'm coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at some point in time, it's something that is not fully part of me. Now, again, we're going to see that even in your adult life, you can make it part. I'm sorry?
There are outside factors sometimes that, you know, that a young bachur hasn't experienced yet that can present challenges later on.
Sure, Greg. Look, I'm gonna go with the Piagets over you. So you know, no offense, I love you, right? But again, good. We're gonna see many, many things. But trust me, the Piagets has got this, right? So again, what I want to, but what he's highlighting over here is a dramatic idea, which is that when you incorporate certain things in you in your youth, and I will say we see this, this you can't argue with this. And by the way, this goes positive and negative. That's why certain negative things that often we acquire during our youth, it's very, very, very hard to get rid of those things because they imprint on me in a different way. He's talking in the positive over here. In the positive, ultimately, again, when I go ahead and Ruchniyus becomes part of me in my youth, it's not just something that I'm yearning for, striving for, it's part of my persona. When it's part of my persona, says the Piagetsna, future advancement becomes easier. As opposed to, if I'm only finding something when I am older, then at the end of the day, it's something that I want, something that I yearn for, but it's not necessarily something that is directly part of me. Now again, not to mean that I can't make it part of me, but as we all know, it's a struggle. That's the great struggle we have. That ultimately, again, taking my Yiddishkeit from something external and putting it into something internal. So we'll have to stop over here for today. But Emir Tzashem, we're going to pick up with this. And we're going to pick up on the different factors of youth, of adulthood. And I just want to be clear. I'm not finishing off this thought today. But don't walk away from the Piagetsna's idea, depressed or morose, thinking, oh my gosh, I'm an adult. All I could do is hold the line. That's not what the Piagetsna, I mean, that's what the Piagetsna's saying for now. But you're going to see, again, the message will be modified. And remember, this is why it's important. We are a little bit of older Bachrim, right? So alter Bachrim, learning this particular Sefer. But at the end of the day, he's trying to talk to a very specific audience with a primary message of, maximize your youth. So we'll continue Emirat Hashem and address Greg's point as well. Emirat Hashem on Monday and Tuesday of next week. Sure.